get. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, October 4th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Got a great show coming up for you today. First hour, I have got John Onesti. We're going to talk about some ways to protect your assets. And second hour, I've got Mark Weber coming up, who is the director for the Institute for Historical Review. We're going to talk a little bit about his perspectives on the Holocaust. And I'm going to make a few announcements here. First of all, I want to let you know, I bark on everybody to say, hey, you know what, we don't, like John Stadtmiller, we don't have enough boots on the ground. We need more boots on the ground. I keep telling people, get out and talk to people, yada, yada, yada. And people call in or they email me and they say, well, you know, their eyes just glaze over and they just don't want to talk about it, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to give you the lazy man's way out here today, okay, because I called into John's show on cash flow. And by the way, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But if you don't want to do this, if you don't want to be frustrated with these people and trying to get through to them, the next best thing, all right, I'm going to make you an offer, the same thing that John makes on his show, Cash Flow, the one I'm sandwiched in between him and the National Intel Report. I want you to call into the network, 800-724-2719, and we're going to give you a 150-page book on the Constitution. You need to read up on it. You need to familiarize yourself with it, and you need to understand what this country is all about if you don't already. And this is more for the sake of the new listeners. I know not a lot of the old listeners are pretty up to speed on the Constitution, but you need to have one of these books in your possession. Also, we're going to give you a copy of the Citizens Rulebook, and we're going to give you – you call in or you write us an email or you write into 2251 Double Creek Road, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Tell us how many cars you have, and if you promise us that you're going to put a bumper sticker, an RBN bumper sticker on your car, we're going to send you as many bumper stickers as cars that you have available. Please put them on your car. All you have to do is put them on your car, and that alone will bring listeners. Now, I'm not saying don't go out and talk to people. I'm just saying that if you're frustrated with it, you can do this as well or do the next best thing, which is slap a bumper sticker on your car, folks. It doesn't take much, and it gets people's attention. On the subject of cash flow, if you haven't tuned into that show already, I want to mention real quick, you want to, and I'll tell you why. And I'm kind of envious. I'm kind of frothing at the mouth here because I listened to the show today. And they're going to have on this show in the near future some actors, people just like us, people who have – doesn't matter. Money's relative. Doesn't matter how much money you have. They all seem to get themselves in the same situation, whether it be refinancing their house or whether it be credit card debt or whatever. But they're going to have on an Emmy Award-winning actor by the name of Ian Bailey. That's the first one. If you haven't, and I'm frothing at the mouth because I want these guys on my show. These people are in Hollywood. These people are celebrities. And these people will show you as you listen to them that they have the same problems as we do. So I'm very envious of that. Also, remember, if you haven't already, give Robbie Noel a call, 800-691-7898. Convert some of your cash to gold or silver. Now, again, coming up, I'm going to have John Onesti, and he's going to come on and talk about some things that will protect your assets. So it should be good. Now, listen, when I get back after the break, I want to – there's another announcement I may want to make before I bring John Onesti up on the line. So stick with me. We'll be back in three. We've got a great show going for you today. Hang around.
T Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation cost, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And frankly, I haven't even looked outside to see whether the sun is shining or not. No big deal. Listen, first I want to mention, I looked on my screen this morning, okay, when I got on here doing my reviews and preparing for my show, and I want to make an apology because, as all of you know, I take every call that comes in. And for some reason yesterday, I did not see these callers on my screen. Mike from Washington, Richard from Alabama, Malcolm in Illinois, and John in Colorado, I apologize to you. I didn't see you on the screen. I would have taken your call had I seen him. Now, yesterday's show, we had the Clinton debate with John Hanke. And I have to tell you very honestly, I got a number of, I don't want to say vicious, but pretty nasty emails, pretty nasty backlash from that. And I also found out from the network that there was a lot of the same that was the people were calling in. And I talked to John about that today, and I guess there was a couple of comments that John Hanke had made yesterday that's really disturbing a lot of people. So I had a conversation with John Hanke, and I made him aware of that. And what I'm going to do, tomorrow I've got open lines. And I've got Mark Weber coming up the second hour. He's going to tell us a little bit about his view from the Holocaust. He's written several articles and so forth. But on the subject of JFK and JFK Jr., I give John Hanke kudos. He's done, you know, just exemplary work on his research in those two areas. But it seems when we get into Clinton or we get into gold or the Federal Reserve or whatever, that's not his expertise. And I've been getting a lot of, well, pretty bad emails from listeners. So tomorrow during Open Lines, what I'd like for you to do, Malcolm, Mike, Richard, John, anybody else that wants to call in, I'd like to take a poll on this because really I'm dismissing John. His expertise is limited to JFK, JFK2. We've covered that, and I'd like to get your input as far as that decision. So if you would, save those calls regarding John Hanke till tomorrow on Open Lines, and we'll cover it then. In the meantime, I want to talk to you a little bit about protecting your money. And with that, I've got John Onesti with me, who has Onesti Investment Advisors. Now, this guy's a little different than my background. My background, I was in the estate planning business. I was also insurance licensed, and I used to do seminars for attorneys. I did seminars for stockbrokers and so forth. And John is not in that capacity. I think he used to be at one time, but he is kind of, well, let me say graduated, if you will. So we're going to go over a little of that today. John, are you with me?
Yes. Hi, Michael.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, it's not a problem, John. Listen, I went to start off here. I'd like for you, if you would. I know you're an advertiser on our network, and I want to welcome you, and I appreciate that. I want, for the sake of the listening audience, I'd like to have you tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do, John.
Okay. Well, I first started out trading commodities on the Mid-America Exchange, and perhaps many of your listeners may not be familiar with that, but it was part of the Board of Trade. The Board of Trade owned it. And then I left there when floor trading was starting to be reduced because there was, for various reasons, but computerization was happening. And I started working for Waterhouse, which is a brokerage firm. It's a discount brokerage firm. And I worked there for a while, and then I left there and started Onesti Investment Advisors. And that began about 2.5 years ago.
Okay, so in the capacity, first of all, did you work on the floor of the stock exchange, did you say?
Yes, I was a floor trader. It was not the stock exchange, but it was the Mid-America Commodity Exchange, and I mainly traded wheat and corn, and then I also worked for some bond traders. They were 30-year treasury bond traders, and they were at the Board of Trade, and I was at the Mid-America Exchange, but they were in the same building because the Board of Trade at the time owned the Mid-America Exchange.
Well, now, I'll tell you what, I've never done that, but I've seen clips of that, and it looks like a very vicious and stressful job. Am I right there?
Well, at the time, I was not in the 30-year bond pit, but at the time when I worked for those traders, that was the biggest pit in the world, and there was a lot of pushing and shoving and jabbing with the pens and all the rest, yes.
Okay. Well, and the reason I ask the question is because you are in a position now of being not a stockbroker, not an insurance guy, not a trust guy. I mean, you're strictly an investment advisor, which means that, and I take this from my background, and I'll share a little bit with the audience about it. I spent close to 20 years in the insurance business, in the estate planning business. I used to do seminars for attorneys. I used to do seminars that I would be the lead in for stockbrokers and so forth. And there was kind of a thing that ran in common with these guys. As far as, for example, I don't want to name names, but I'm going to, Charles Schwab and Edward Jones and so forth. They're brokers. Were told by their higher level superiors to promote certain stocks, and I dabbled with stocks for a while. I had a stock broker back in Indiana, and it seemed like every time this guy would sell me a stock, it would go down. Now, I don't know whether it was just the gray cloud over my head, John, or whether they were told to do that, okay, and their superiors knew that it was going to go down. At any rate, it always went down. And any time I picked a stock based upon the particular business that I happened to be in and I knew what the company was doing, the stock would go up. But what I found to be, John, that was pretty much uniform throughout that business, and I'm talking about insurance, and I'm talking about annuities, and I'm talking about the stockbroker business, is that they really didn't have the best interest of the client in mind. As a matter of fact, they would have contests on how much of a specific product these companies could push. And I'm talking in this context about certain annuity companies, if you will. They would have contests. They would put up big promotions. They would send this all over the world based upon the amount of money. Didn't make a lot of difference to the company whether the person really needed a product or not. It was more based on how much money they could push through there. Okay, are you familiar with this, John? I'm sure you are.
Michael, you just got to the whole root of the issue. You boiled it down very well. And that's why whenever any of your customers goes to see somebody to help them invest their money, they want to ask, how do you get paid? Are you getting paid on commissions? And if so, that may not be a very good situation, because then the broker or financial advisor may be just buying and selling, and they get paid for that regardless if you make money or not. The other thing you want to ask is, does your firm do underwriting? And if so, that could be bad as well, because the company, if the company is doing an underwriting as part of a syndicate, they may be promoting, they most likely would be promoting that issue more than something that may be better on the secondary market with a higher return. And they wouldn't even tell the customer about that, because they get paid more by selling the one that they're underwriting. So those are
right.
Good questions.
Go ahead. Yeah. And there was a lot of, and I go back to the insurance business, there was a lot of motivation for the insurance agents. And by the way, I dealt with this in a capacity where I was dealing as an independent with a number of different companies, a number of different what they call general agents. And there was a lot of motivation to sell the highest priced, in other words, the highest commission, the longest surrender penalty period annuities that they could, because the company themselves, John, would put up these humongous bonus trips and send you these exotic places throughout the world if you landed in the top 10. So they had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these agents in every state out promoting this stuff. And was another thing that's ironic about it, as I mentioned earlier, John, is that it wouldn't necessarily be, and a lot of times wasn't, in the best interest of the particular client to buy such a product. There was a couple of firms that I worked for that I used to run, troubleshooting for them. And I would run across situations where insurance agents had gone out and had literally raped these people with long-term surrender penalties just by virtually, receiving the highest commission that they could, number one. Now, what's ironic about that is that the insurance department in each respective state, John, approves a particular product for sale in the state. But if an insurance agent gets a complaint by a consumer for that product, then the insurance agent is hung out to dry and the insurance company is resolved of any wrongdoing. And it's the insurance department that approves these horrendous products to be sold to begin with. So it's kind of a clique, if you will, of all these multi-billion-dollar companies that are out, enhancing their bottom line, if you will, at the consumer's expense, and then hanging the agent out as a pawn. So in your profession, as an insurance advisor, you do none of that. You don't get paid in any respect whatsoever for the commission base. If the client doesn't make money, you don't make money, right?
Well, I charge a percentage of their account, so I cannot be set up to be compensated based on what the client makes, and that's because of the way the laws are structured. I can only charge a percentage, and in general it's like 1% of the account, which means that my incentive is to grow the account, because let's say you're a customer of mine and your account increases by 10% this year. Well, my 1% of the value of your account now has gone up by 10%, so I've increased my income 10% because your assets have gone up 10%. So, yes, it is incentive based for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, tell you what, John, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, John Onesti, Onesti Investment Advisors. We'll be back with more after this.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, John Onesti, talking about how to protect your money. And, John, I wanted to ask you, the scenario that I put forth just a few minutes ago regarding, you know, what some of these insurance agents used to do, and stockbrokers, they're in the stockbroker situation. I know these guys, a lot of them will get you to sign a power of attorney where they have the ability to actually move your money from point A to point B and not even ask you. So my question to you is, in your capacity as an investment advisor, have you run across this scenario? And if so, how many times?
Well, it's ironic that you're mentioning this annuity or insurance area. The stars must be lining up, because today I have an article that I wrote for the Albuquerque Journal about annuities specifically, and it's on my website if your listeners want to go to onestiadvisors.com. There's also a link to my site from the RBN site. But you're absolutely right. There is a product called a variable annuity. There's a fixed annuity and a variable annuity and a whole bunch of other hybrids. And these products are really insurance contracts, so each one can be a little bit different. But you are right when you talk about the surrender charges and the high payout for the salesperson. And there is utility in annuities, but they are an oversold product. And I would say, from what I've seen, 75% of the time, the customer, when they're sold an annuity, they really don't need the annuity. There is a better substitute.
They don't need the annuity, and most times they don't know what they're buying. And the sad thing is that when they get into it, once their right to surrender, which is usually 10 to 30 days, is up, they're stuck with it.
Right.
And the only way that they can possibly have any kind of a inclination whatsoever of getting out of it is to file a complaint with the insurance department. And when people think, well, the insurance department is there to protect the consumer, for the most part, it's really there to protect the insurance company. In my experience of 20 years, I saw that it would favor the insurance company 90%+ of the time. But at any rate, with that in mind, now your business, you're in New Mexico, correct?
Yes.
All right. So when you have a client, let's say that there's somebody that wants to, you know, talk to you about moving $100,000 from a CD, for example, and he wants your advice on what to do. Is all of your business is done via fax, via telephone, via email? Is that correct?
Most of it. I have a lot of local clients here. I'm in Albuquerque, and I have a lot here. But I do also have customers in other states, and most states have a de minimis, which allows the advisor to have up to five clients in that state, and then if that advisor has more than that, they have to register in those states. But yes, I can operate by email and fax and phone if the customer isn't here in Albuquerque.
Okay, well, the reason I brought that up is this, is because I know, and again, my business as an expert in that field, doing seminars and sitting down and counseling with people, with attorneys, by the way, and we would look at the portfolios of these people, and I can't even count how many times I've run across these scenarios with stockbrokers who were basically just, you know, raping. There's no other word that I can use. Continuing to move money from point A to point B, and you know this because they get paid a percentage every time the money's moved. And the same thing in a portfolio where I would see people that were just totally overloaded. You know, I'd go in with an attorney and sit down to prepare a trust because they had a $500,000 estate, and they were overloaded because they went to some seminar by some guy who said they have to put all their money in their annuity and it's protected from the nursing home, which was total poppycock. And so if a guy, let's say there's a guy up in Maine that is sitting with a couple $100,000 in an annuity, and he wants, you know, John Onesti's advice on that, then what you would ask him basically is fax you a copy of the contract, and you can take a look at it and then make some give him some advice on what the best thing would do with it, correct?
Right. I cringe right away as soon as I hear insurance products, because it could take me an hour, 2 hours just to go through those and try to figure out what they've signed up for, because everyone is a little different.
And it's by design, John. The insurance companies write these contracts to make them deliberately confusing, because they know that the client isn't going to understand it. And they know, and I will tell you from experience, that I would say better than 75% of the agents that were out selling these products didn't understand it either. So you've got the double whammy there. But at any rate, yes, when you cringe to read them, because you have to be knowledgeable in insurance, but it's the same thing with stocks. In order to sell a stock or bond or mutual fund or whatever, you have to have a series 7 or series 6, 7, 63, all the different series of licenses based upon what it is that you want to sell. Then you've got the same situation where somebody will send you a portfolio, you know, you'll fax you a portfolio of an Edward Jones account that's got $200,000-$300,000 in there. And what you would do, I would assume, would be to have them fax you the last three or four statements, so you can look at the maneuvering, if you will. Would I be right on target with that?
Yes, I'd like to see. Obviously, we have to have a statement in order to move the account. And then I also have a questionnaire that I have the prospective client fill out in addition to interviewing them personally. And then I get
okay, I'll tell you what. Let me stop you. We got to take a break, John. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with us. We got more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
We're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my guest, John Onesti. That's Onesti Investment Advisors. I'll open up the phone lines here at 800-313-9443. And folks, if you have a comment, if you have a question, and especially, you know, if anybody out there who does finds himself in a position of having an annuity or having a stock brokerage account, and maybe, you know, you just don't feel like you're drawing enough interest, or maybe it's losing money, or maybe you suspect that you didn't get what you paid for, or you really don't understand what you've got, you might want to think about picking up the phone and calling John at 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. And with that, let's get back to John. John, in this economy, now, as we know, the Fed has just injected about how many billion dollars into the stock market?
Well, there's all different numbers, and nobody really knows what the truth is. It started out with, I think it was $30 billion, and then it got grew and grew, and I don't even know what the numbers are. But that was all done to protect the financial institutions and not the individual, obviously. And your listeners know that. I that's one thing about RBN is I'm happy to be a sponsor of RBN and to be able to speak on a program like yours with listeners who I consider to be very astute.
more astute than I want to think that they are sometimes, John. Sometimes they send me emails and they call me up and they kind of slap my wrist and put me in my place. But that's good, because we try our best to bring the facts out to people. And nobody can be right 100% of the time. You know that, John. But the fact, but the main thing is that, you know, there's a lot, the economy right now with what's going on with the Fed, it's unstable, and I don't know. I haven't been in it for a lot of years, but I could only imagine right now what is being said by the stock brokerage firms, what's being said by these insurance agents. And I'll give you an example, John. I just opened up my mailbox the other day, and I had a letter that was addressed to our neighbor, which is obviously it's just, you know, resident mail. But it was from Chase Bank. And when I opened it up, I was dumbfounded to see that they were offering me $100, which isn't much, but I mean, it's the largest amount that I had ever seen, John, for a bank to offer me simply to go in and open a checking account. Now, what does that tell you? Does that not tell you that the banks are losing depositors?
I think some of the banks have some real major problems on their hands, and that's why the Fed came in between meetings and made its move with the discount rate and 50 points. I mean, one of the things I could tell your listeners is, I mean, investing is common sense, and the program before yours gets into eliminating credit card debt, and I think that's the first thing one should do if you have debts, to eliminate them, or at least reduce them. And then after that, if you want, and I suggest, you should buy gold and silver, because it's almost, that's almost like an insurance policy that never expires, and it's only going to go up. There may be some corrections, but it's a bull market. All the commodities are in a bull market. I know what I'm talking about because I traded them, and this is going to last for a while. And so I think if you buy the physical gold and silver, you'll be okay. You're going to do well. You'll be way ahead of inflation. And then if you have money beyond that and you want to get into other types of investments, I can help with that. And there are a lot of good alternatives now out there that were not around even 10 years ago. And I was looking. I have here a reference guide to ETFs, which are exchange-traded funds. And in this reference guide, there's 17 of them that are based on commodities and 14 that are based on currencies. So if you don't like the stock market, there are other things you can do to protect your assets.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, it's funny. You're saying the stars are all lining up in order. It's funny that you mentioned that, because I had a guest on my show yesterday, which had been a weekly guest, and I posed a question to this man. And I said, and his name was John as well. I said, John, if I gave you a choice of giving you 750 Federal Reserve notes, dollar bills, or gave you 1 ounce of gold, which one would you take? Now, a lot of our listeners are in the mindset, well, of course I'd take gold. But there are some people out there that said, like John, that said, well, I would immediately take the $750 in FRNs and I would convert them into euros, because that's their mindset. Okay? So with these ELFs, is it ELFs you say?
ETFs, exchange.
ETFs, I'm sorry. Okay. So in your capacity, if there's a guy out there like John yesterday who says, you know what, I don't know anything about gold, I don't know, you know, whatever it does, and you want to play in this market, then you have the ETF charts, and you can advise them on, and as we all know, it's no secret, our dollar is going down, it's being imploded, basically, and they're doing it by design. So you can advise them as to what particular currency, whether it's the yuan or whether it's the French, the franc, or whether it's the German mark or whatever. You could advise them which would be the best bet as far as where they would denominate their best value. And of course, you're not going to get paid anything unless they get paid. Now, let me ask you this, John. from that point of view, with the ETFs, would you, have you been or would you advise people who want to stay in this type of monetary market to invest in, let's say, the euro?
Well, it depends on the person, obviously. I've listened to Bob Chapman on some of the programs, on John Stadtmuller's program, and he would say the same thing, that, you know, for one person, a gold mining stock may be a suitable investment, and an ETF in the Swiss franc may be, and for another, you know, that may not be. But personally, I think that you want to have money in those commodity-based investments, whether they be ETFs, which really are going out and investing in either the physical commodity or they're buying securities in those types of investments. There's a gold ETF and a silver ETF. And the advantage there is, you know, you can get in and out by pushing a button. Now, I think it's a long-term bull market, so you want to try to buy in and hold it. And there may be some corrections, so you want to be aware of that. And with the dollar is very oversold right now, and it could have a short covering rally, so just so your listeners realize that. But if there is a short covering rally, it'll probably go right back down. There are no fundamental changes that's going to make the dollar go up long, long term.
Well, now, we had a correction just the other day. I mean, it dropped, I think it was dropped like $20 in one day. What was that, Monday maybe or Tuesday?
About gold.
Right.
Yes,
right.
It did. And you know what? The fact that the Federal Reserve cut rates by 50 basis points is bullish for gold, because anybody that has money in the dollar, now not only are you in a losing currency, but you're also in a currency that in a investment that isn't really paying you a lot of interest. So a lot of people are going to get out of that. And that may be why gold only went down $20. It probably should have went down more than that. Had the Fed not cut by 50 points, I think gold would have went down more. But long term, if you told me, hey, I have a crystal ball, and 5 years from now gold is going to be trading at $3,500, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, well, that was going to be my next question, is from your perspective, in light of your expertise in the market, and I'm talking about with ETFs, and I'm talking about with the, you know, all the whole gamut, with what you're seeing with the economy and the Fed injecting the money in there, if somebody come along and said, you know what, in 3 years' time, gold's going to be worth $5,000 an ounce, would that be an outlandish statement to make, or is it possible?
Not at all, because if you look at what gold did back in the 70s, it went from about, for a while you couldn't even own it because of that executive order in the 30s, but when they allowed it to trade freely, I believe it went from something like $50 an ounce and went up to about $200 an ounce, and then went down to about $100 an ounce, only to continue to rise over $800. And that was with a much better currency. So now we're dealing with a dollar that may not be a reserve currency. What kind of value is the dollar going to have? But I just think, even if the dollar were stable, it would go up. In other words, gold's going to go up even in denominated in Swiss francs or yen or anything else, just because it's a commodities bull market and it's in demand. And then you throw in the fact that the dollar is weak; it could go a lot higher than we think.
Well, that brings up a lot of questions. As we know, because of the economy the way it is, I mean, the administration, if you will, talks about these people that have a target on their back called the Axis of Evil, and coincidentally, these are, you know, the same people that have said, okay, we've had enough of your inflation, we're dumping our dollars, we're going to accept euro for our oil, and yada, yada, yada. And it's funny that China and Russia aren't, you know, designated as that Axis of Evil, and they have a lot more nuclear weapons than we do, and they're doing the same thing, but we don't have a target painted on their back. All right, so, you know, all that being said, yes, the world seems like it is shifting away from the dollar. The dollar is declining. Now the next question I have for you, and this is a question that I've asked myself because I didn't have you to ask, John, as far as a gold contract, Now, explain that to the listening audience and myself. That's just a piece of paper that you buy that says that you own X amount of ounces of gold, or is that stock in a mining company, a gold mining company? What is that exactly?
Well, there's futures contracts, which I used to trade, but I don't deal with those anymore, and I definitely don't deal with them with customers because it's on about 90 to 95% leverage. So I don't get into those, and that those are just contracts dated out for future delivery, and you can go long or short. You can buy them or sell them short. I don't get into those. What I do buy for customers are like mutual funds that may have precious metals mining companies in them, may even have the precious metal itself in the mutual fund. ETFs are similar to that. They're like a mutual fund. But they're not. It's not exactly the same. I'm not going to get into the whole definition of it, but they're similar, and they have various companies that could be in the ETF as well. And then there's individual. There are ETFs that just have maybe one currency or one commodity. Like there's one that on oil, and there's one for gold, and one for silver.
You've got one for oil.
Yeah, they do, and it doesn't track the oil very well. I've noticed that it's it moves up and down with the oil, but it doesn't. The price is not the same. I could punch it up here, but I think it's about a $20 difference from what oil really is trading in the cash market.
Well, okay, so I mean that's interesting. If a guy came along and said, "Hey, John, you know what? I got $50,000, and I've been hearing, you know, if Iran blocks the Straits of Hormuz, oil's going to go up to, you know, like I don't know, $200 a barrel," and I threw $50,000 into oil, does that mean if it goes up to $200,000 a barrel that I'm going to wind up with you know, $150,000 or what?
It's going to track, that particular ETF is going to track the oil. So if oil went to, you know, $100 a barrel, that ETF, whatever the difference is, it should track it. So if that ETF is trading, you know, $20 below oil, it should be around 80. That's a guesstimate. But what I probably would rather do for clients if they're bullish on something like oil and gas would be to put them in a company that either a royalty trust, which already has the oil and gas wells and pays out, and there are Canadian ones that pay out every month, and I've had some customers in those, and there are American trusts, too, like that. And then there are drilling stocks, and there's integrated oil companies. So there's a lot of different ways you could invest in it, and if oil stays high and goes higher, they should do well if they're managed well and they don't run into a lot of various problems. I mean, any individual company can have difficulties.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, based upon the world situation, I would say, you know, from my prior experience in, you know, similar markets, that would be a pretty good investment, pretty safe bet.
Well, you know what? There was one Canadian royalty trust. It's called Prime West, and the symbol is PWI. And it was bought out, I think it was last week or the week before, and it was bought out at a 30% premium by, I'm not sure if it was the United Arab Emirate Group or one of those smaller Arab countries bought it out, a group of investors from there, and they bought it out at a 30% premium, and that was paying monthly annually it was double-digit royalties divided by the month, so maybe it was 1% a month, but it was a very good investment. And there are some other ones that are like that, that you could probably guess that they may be 20 or 30% undervalued. And I don't want to get into individual names here because I don't
No, I understand that. And I remember now, you know, you're scraping the cobwebs out of my brain and remembering and looking at different portfolios, and I've looked at thousands of them, that people had those that were paying out in oil stocks a couple times a year. Now, I would assume that you have probably, you know, tacked up on your bulletin board or whatever, you have a list of your top-performing mutual funds and so forth, and then you would tailor those to an individual based upon what their particular situation is, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And so you've got, overall, you've got, you know, you sit down, and if it's anything like my business, you know, you have a questionnaire, and they go through and they tell you what their, you know, what their portfolio is and what their goals are, and whether they're a conservative investor, whether they have a percentage of money that they want to put that's at risk or so forth, and their concerns, and then you make the evaluations based upon that, plus recommendations if you think that they, you know, because of one thing or another, that they, you know, have missed a particular point that you may want to make. Would I be on target there?
Yes, and like we discussed earlier, the RBN listeners probably realize that commodities are in a bull market, and so when I meet with a customer that may not know that, I tell them that that's what I think and that we may put a little bit more in those kind of investments than we normally would be prescribed. But still, I think you have to be diversified, because if you can always be wrong. I'm wrong, you're wrong, everybody makes bad decisions, and so that is one principle that I would say you have to do that. You have to limit your risk, and you want to take reasonable risks and within your tolerance, because sometimes you don't know what your tolerance is until the market goes down and you realize, hey, I'm taking more risk than I thought, and I can't handle this. So you have to scale it back then.
Well, for a person that's got a portfolio of, I don't know, let's say $1 million, to put it all in one thing, you know, if something phenomenal happened, and I don't really know how the plunge protection team works, but if something phenomenal happened, they flooded the market with gold and gold went down, you had all your money in gold, now you got a problem. But if you've got it insured in other things, diversified in other things, then you're going to weather the storm. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, final segment with John Onesti. Stick with us.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. Final segment coming up at the top of the hour. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, John Onesti, Onesti Investment Advisors. And folks, I want to remind you once again, if you have a portfolio and you just, you know, you're looking at this and you've got a stockbroker that's, you know, you're just asking questions about, saying, well, I don't know, you know, whether this guy's telling me, or you find out that he's moving stuff around and you sign some little, you know, power of attorney form, which you may not even have known you signed, or if you've got an annuity, you don't know how to read it and it's not performing the way that you thought it was, I would suggest that you give John a call. That's his expertise. That's his job. And he can steer you the right way. His number is 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. And John, I want you to give out your web address for them to your website so they can take a look at it and read some articles.
Sure. It's Onesti Advisors, plural, .com.
Okay, that's Onesti Advisors.com, right?
T-I. Onesti, O-N-E-S-T-I.
Right.
Advisors.com, right, yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's O-N-E-S-T-I. That's right?
Yes.
Right, okay. All right, any closing comments that you want to make, anything that you think we might have left out there, John?
Well, I have the CFP designation certification, and you may be familiar with that, but
yes.
Some of your listeners may have heard of it, and they may or may not know about it, but that helps me to be able to understand estate planning and insurance and financial planning and retirement planning and taxes as well as portfolio management, which is mainly what I do is money management, but I can discuss those other subjects with them. I mean, obviously, if they need a trust, they need to go to a lawyer who specializes in that field. But at least I can talk to them about why they might want to have one, and then they can go and get that done or discuss any of those other areas.
If they're in California. I've done seminars for attorneys all across the country, and I can count on one hand the amount of integral attorneys I've met. And in that business, there's only one attorney that I've ever met that I can say is as forthright and integral as any attorney I've ever seen. And his name is Tom McKenzie, and he's in Orange County in Cypress. So, at any rate, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, that's okay. The other thing is when I discuss these matters with my customers, they're not on the meter. I don't put them on the meter and tell them and send them a bill because we talked about taxes, something about taxes or retirement plans or trusts, estate planning. If they hire me as their investment advisor, I'm being paid off of their account. And like I said, it's a percentage, and usually that's 1%. So my incentive is to grow the account, and I'm somewhat knowledgeable in all those other areas, and so they can call me and discuss those with me, and sometimes I'll know, and sometimes I'll have to look it up, and other times I'll have to tell them to go to a specialist because the information is just so much, it's so broad, like, as you know, in estate planning, there's no limit to it. So.
No, it's just like the law field. I mean, you have to, you have to target your particular practice, and that's what I had to do as well. Okay, well, listen, John, I want to thank you so much for coming on my show. It's been very enlightening. We're coming up to the top of the hour here. Again, I want to give out his number, folks. It's 505-296-2453. That's John Onesti at 505-296-2453. Give him a call. Thank you so much for coming on, John.
It's been great. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Okay, second hour coming up. We've got Mark Weber, Institute of Historical Review on the Holocaust. Stick with us. This is going to be good, folks. Be right back. 2 minutes.
It's true.